Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, inviting you to tune in for Community Matters on Sunday morning starting at 8:30, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through issues that matter most to you right here in Warren. 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on the greatest hits, 92 Gold.
This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And joining me on the program today, we're going to be talking with Carl Seeker. We're going to be talking with two DSPs from Lakeshore Community Services. And we're going to be talking with their retention and recruitment director, Ed DiMatteo. And we're going to be talking about the history of Lakeshore Community Services. We're going to be covering what it's like to be a DSP, and we're going to be learning about what DSPs are, and we're going to be learning about some of the really amazing things that Lakeshore does compared to other places around here, like their sign-on bonuses, their different scheduling options that they have available, and what they have open coming up. So thank you all for taking the time to join me.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you all for taking the time to talk with me today. Carl, I would like to be able to talk with you first about what Lakeshore Community Services is here in Warren, and give us an idea about how long you've been here in the community, because Lakeshore has been operating here in Warren for a little while now, and you guys have grown as you've been here.
A little bit about our history, Aaron, is Lakeshore took over in 2006, 5 homes. And since then, we've grown to 9 homes. And we serve the population that have intellectual developmental disabilities. A couple years into it, about 2008, we opened up an ATF, an adult training facility. And then we started doing community-based day programming as well for other consumers that need to get out and would like to get out. So we provide those 3 services here in Warren. Like I said, we've grown from like 5 homes up to 9 and then added the other 2 programs. We went from maybe having about 35 staff up to one point, we were up to about 110 staff that were employed here in our Lakeshore facilities here.
Wow, that's really a large number of people here in Warren County. Now, the thing that I am fascinated by with this is that you have multiple different programs available in regards to this when you're looking at the different homes that you have, and then when you're looking at that adult training facility. Now, when we're talking about the different things like that, what are some of the opportunities that are available at the adult training facility for people to learn about?
Sure. In the adult training facility, we're trying to prepare our consumers for a workshop setting, or we're trying to provide them in the a place to get more independent needs, work on some goals, outcomes towards independence, getting them out in the community. Our ATF is a state-of-the-art facility. Our CEO, Alan Benson, designed it and had it built. And it's really a fascinating facility if you ever want to like, take a look at it. But it serves consumers that have higher needs, such as like wheelchairs. Not only do they have the IDD, but they also have a lot of physical disabilities. We serve consumers in there that are in wheelchairs, communication boxes, those type of things. Some medical issues where we've worked with like consumers with trachs or colostomy bags and stuff. We've provided services for them in the ATF as well. So it's a unique facility that nobody else really works with that population that needs it.
With that being said, I wanted to shift our focus a little bit with that and talk about some of the people that are involved with this a little bit. And I'd like to talk with Gina and Stephanie, because when we're looking at the people that are making some of these operations run in these buildings like the homes and the ATF and stuff like that, the DSPs are really the main things that are keeping this going when you're talking about interacting with the different people and stuff like that. So thank you two for taking the time to talk with us today. Would you mind giving us a little bit of details, Gina, on what it's like to be a DSP, or Stephanie, either one?
Well, really, it comes down to when you say you go to work, it really doesn't feel like you're going to work, knowing that you get to go in and help as many people as you can, like whether it's on goals or just everyday basic living skills. Like it's nice to know that you're giving back to people who really deserve it and need it.
That's really fascinating. So when you go in as a DSP every day, is it a situation where then you don't exactly know what you're going to be doing every day?
Oh, exactly. It's never the same thing every day, especially if you work in different, you know, the different homes. I work third shift, so I don't get to see as much as like, you know, maybe somebody that would work, you know, first shift. But yeah, every night it's never the same thing, which keeps it exciting too.
As a DSP, what do you find to be the most rewarding part of, you know, going to work and being able to help people?
Just that you're able to help them. And especially if you're able to like meet a goal for the first time that they've never been able to meet. And you did that together. You know, it's just, it's a really amazing feeling.
Wow, that is really really nice. And, you know, that's what I was curious about when I started thinking about this originally. When you look at these opportunities that you have to grow with these people and help them out, do you think that that's part of what makes you feel rewarded and satisfied with working here and being a DSP?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It's one of the best perks of the job.
When we look at how things have changed a little bit, I understand that the COVID pandemic has had a little bit of an impact on just how everyone has to interact together. Do you think that that's been a little bit difficult when you look at how things have had to change?
It has, yes, because when you're not outside of work, you still have to be thinking about what your decisions outside do when you go into work. So you worry about, you know, if I'm sick, I can't go in. Like, what if I give it to, you know, the consumers? And then that weighs on you. And the fact that, you know, a lot of the places were shut down. So we had, everybody was cooped up and staying home. So you had to kind of stay on your feet of coming up with ideas to keep them preoccupied and not like down in their feelings because of COVID had everything shut down.
When you're in those situations and, you know, you're locked down and things are kind of the same and they're not changing very often, it does make it a little bit difficult. Now, what I was curious, what do you think if you were to name some qualities that would help someone that wanted to be a DSP? Like, what do you think would be the qualities of someone that would be a good DSP? Say maybe that's not a career they've been looking at currently, but they're sitting at home without a job and they're looking to do something. What do you think are some qualities that would be that maybe they have that would be good for a DSP?
We've interviewed quite a few people and so forth. And what we've found to work out best is, you know, if somebody is just a caring person, has some empathy towards others, wants to be a better person themselves and have others become a better person, then they would probably be very good for this job. You know, the other thing too is like we look for dependability, and I'm sure Ed could talk more about because he does a lot of the interviews, what he looks for in people. But if you have any of those qualities, you know, and just that willingness to care for somebody, that's what we look for. I can't tell you, and you know, Stephanie and Gina could probably tell you, but I started off as a DSP and have worked my way up through, which is one of the nice things about working at Lakeshore is there's a chance to move up the ladder, for a lack of better wording. When I was a DSP and then a supervisor, I had so many people say to me, how do you do that job? Like, how do you do that? And I never understood that because I didn't think I was doing anything special. I was just, you know, with some people I cared about. And Stephanie and Gina will tell you, they become your second family. If that puts it in a nutshell, I hope that explained it fairly well.
Yeah, absolutely. It really does. And, you know, it actually led me to having a question of mine that I was curious about. And you answered part of it really well, but it made me curious for a little bit more. Now, what I'm thinking about is when you're looking at people that would be a good fit for this job, are there educational limits or any opportunities that people would have educationally that would be beneficial for this job? Like if you're looking at candidates, is there a preference if there's some sort of degree or diploma, or
I'll let Ed answer that one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, our minimum qualifications for, you know, just for DSP, you know, obviously it needs to be a high school degree or a GED. And I'm not trying to minimize that either. You know, a lot of people seem to think that you need to have a college degree. I think as Carl said, and he said it very well, that, you know what, if you have empathy for people, if you're a caring person, those are really the things that we're looking for. And quite honestly, you know, when I talk with these people throughout these interviews, they really don't turn out to be a quote unquote question and answer session. You can really sit down with these people and kind of get a bead on who they are and what they're all about and if they're the right fit for you, because they really turn into more of a family kind of conversation, you know. And Carl brought up a great point as well too. Our consumers are part of the family, but all the employees are a big family too. You know, between all the areas that we cover, whether it's Erie, Warren, all the way over to, you know, the other counties that we service, all of our employees are a big family. You know, everybody gets to know each other. Everyone gets to know what, you know, what your hobbies are, what your family's doing, and all those kinds of things. And it really is, I think that's what speaks such great volumes to the organization that we have. You know, everybody makes everybody feel welcome. Everybody goes out of their way for everybody else. And again, it's not just the employees, but it's the consumers that really make our agency tick.
You know, you bring up a really great point when you talk about some of those things like that. And one thing that we had the opportunity to talk about, I believe it was back in May, we talked with Joe about the art show that you guys did in Erie. And that's a really great example about how you can tie in the amazing work that the consumers do with the amazing work that the staff do. Because, you know, that's the thing that I loved. You know, some of the artwork that was on display was from the staff. Some of the artwork that was on display was from some of the consumers. And it it really was a great opportunity on both sides for people to be able to learn and be able to show that stuff off. And it's amazing that you guys are going out of your way to make some different things like that happen here in the community. And that's one of the other things that I really enjoyed about this, at least being able to work with you so far on this, is, you know, learning about the different ways that you interact with the community, like the Autism Awareness Day that you guys do, things like that. And it kind of made me curious, when people are looking at this and they are a DSP or they're looking to be a DSP, is there anything that, like, once they become a DSP, like you mentioned, there's a way that they can work up the ladder there? Is there a way they can work towards certifications or things like that once they become a DSP?
Well, I think, you know, after they become a DSP, we obviously have other positions, you know, within our organization, whether it's, you know, some of our chip housing, some of our mobile med monitoring, blended case management, just from an admin standpoint, you know, we have, you know, human resources, finance, you know, all those different arms that go along with any other, you know, large agency. Obviously, you know, college degrees and just about anything are always beneficial, but, you know, with us being a social service agency, a lot of things in social work, psychology, those kinds of things are obviously, you know, very beneficial to people who want to continue their education and move forward. But I think, is just to keep reiterating the fact that when you said about the art show and even the autism awareness event that was down there in Warren, and Carl did one heck of a job with that. But you know what, the people who work here and the people and our consumers as well, and I can't stress the family part enough, where, you know what, this is, and I think Stephanie said it well too, you're not really going to work. It's really just kind of an extension of your day. It's what you do. Whether you say you eat, sleep, and drink it's just what you do. For a lot of people, this really isn't a job. It's just, you know, it's a way of life. It's how we handle things.
Absolutely. You bring up a really good point there. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about in relation to this is people that have the opportunity that are sitting there and they think that they might be a good fit for this position there, if they'd like to consider being a DSP. I understand that you guys have some flexible schedules that are available with full and part-time openings right now for people that are looking to get into that field.
Oh, yeah. I think right now, down, Carl, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you probably have 10, 12 openings, maybe 10 full-time openings and various, you know, sub and part-time openings. Yeah. And our hours, honestly, aren't traditional 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. They're kind of spread out. You know, some go from, you know, 3 in the afternoon until 9 or 10 o'clock at night. You know, some things are noon to 8. Some things, you know, we have longer days on the weekends. You know, all I can tell people is, and the people that I talk to when I'm out in the community, you know, if you're looking for something, if you go to our website, you know, lakeshorecs.org, all the jobs are listed. Whether you're looking for Warren County, Erie County, you know, the areas surrounding there, you can click on the specific link and all those jobs pop up there and you can apply right online with us.
I understand that some of these jobs you actually are offering a sign-on bonus, which I think that's a really great opportunity for people as well.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, currently right now our starting wage is $15.60 an hour. You know, that's before any shift differential would be figured in for second and possibly third shift. Yeah, our sign-on bonus right now is up to $2,700. That's for the people who are working full-time, maybe if part-time a little bit less than that. And that's payable over 2 years. You know, right now with the price of gas, every little bit helps. And, you know, if we can get them a little extra to help them along in those first couple of years, that's what we're looking to do.
That's a really great opportunity. And like you said, it's a family company there where everyone kind of works together and you get to really know people, you become friends with the people that you're working with. And, you know, that's kind of just a really nice way to sweeten the deal a little bit. It's a nice cherry on top, really. So with that being said, I wanted to talk again with Gina and Stephanie, the DSPs here. Now, would you guys mind going through some of the daily routines that you guys go through at some of the different places where you're at, if you're at one of the homes or if you're at the ATF, and how they might differ?
I've been with Lakeshore for, I think, actually 9 years this year. I believe worked at all the houses and all the shifts now. So each house, it differs, obviously, depending on who your consumers are. So some of them actually work at different establishments through the town. Sometimes you take them to work, you pick them up. Some stay home, some go in the community. So like Stephanie said, every house is different. Every routine is different. But the best part about is, even though there is a routine, it's still really flexible. So say one day you want to go outside in tie-dye shirts, you can do that. You want to take them for a walk, you can do that. There's so much fun and enjoyment of things that you don't even think about. Like, yes, it's a job, but when can you go to work and make tie-dye t-shirts, cook s'mores, go hiking, feed the fish, take them fishing? I have a client right now who desperately wants to learn how to ride a bicycle, and just the enjoyment of being able to do those things at work, being paid for, is immaculate. it's amazing.
That's so cool. You know, that's the thing that I love about this. It's such a cool variety of the different things that you're able to do. And it's only limited really by your imagination and what you're willing to be able to do, because it's really exciting when you can be able to do some really rewarding things like that, like helping someone that wants to learn how to ride a bike or, you know, tie-dyeing t-shirts. You know, it's a great way to be outside. It's a great opportunity to do different things every day. And I think that that's really exciting. It seems like that would be a good, fun job opportunity for people. And what you mentioned, they have a large variety of different shifts. So you're not really limited to the typical long hours like you'd really expect, right? I mean, sometimes they're shorter, sometimes they're longer. It just depends on what's going on, right?
Right. And Lakeshore is really well at being flexible with you. If you can't come in, say the shift starts at 3 and for some reason you can't come till 5 and you just talk to them, and it is really flexible and reliable. And I wanted to also say this is I have learned from our consumers. We have an individual who is deaf, and I know when I started, I knew no ASL sign language at all. And he has taught me different things. So not only are you teaching, you're learning things. And in the medical side, like Carl mentioned, the colostomy bags and the trachs, I never thought I would learn that. And it just, it widens your perspective and outlook on everything. And like you said, going from this job, I'm not sure if I'm going to, but I thought about considering behavioral science to go into that field just to learn more about how, you know, their brains work and how to operate to make it a better job and go into the field a little more. So it's a vast learning opportunity at that.
Absolutely. And, you know, actually, Gina, I wanted to ask you one more question relating to that, being that you've had the opportunity to be in all the different homes there and, you know, do a large variety of the different shifts. What do you think has been the most rewarding part of the career so far for you?
It's the consumers. While, you know, you have to work to get paid and I love my paycheck, it's when you watch their face go from I'm frustrated and I can't get this, or something's happening, or I can't express my feelings, to the sparkle in their eye all of a sudden that it clicked. They got it. They're so excited. They learned it. That switch you can see in their eyes and their face, I think, is the most rewarding part.
Stephanie, I'm curious, what do you think? What on your side do you think has been the most rewarding part?
Oh my goodness. I'd have to agree with Gina on that. Like I was saying before, when you have your goals and you finally, like, you're able to meet one of those goals with a consumer and like you did that together, and, you know, like Gina said, they got it. And like, you just see them light up. It's just, it's perfect to be able to experience that. And like, you were part of that.
Lakeshore Community Services is doing it again, paying you great wages to work at Erie's best social service agency. Our new sign-on bonus is $2,700. That's right, $2,700. And only high school or GED required to qualify. Apply today and start at $15.60 an hour. Great pay, great job, making a difference. Find out more and apply at lakeshorecs.org. That's lakeshorecs.org. Lakeshore Community Services.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Wow. If I could give you a good example, Aaron, is anybody that's a parent, it's like that first time your child takes its first step.
Yeah.
When you see your consumer do that for the first time, the internal reward and the satisfaction you get in your job. I mean, you don't get that working in a pipe yard or at the bakery or anything else. You know what I mean? But to know that you made a change and a difference in somebody's life is more rewarding than a paycheck. And I think Stephanie and Gina will both agree to that.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Part-time opportunities are available for those that want to sign up that might already have a full-time job that are looking to experience this, you know, opportunity for themselves, that, you know, maybe they're looking for something that might make them feel a little bit more fulfilled in what they're doing and stuff like that. That's a great opportunity, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a wonderful opportunity, and especially for people who, you know, may not be too sure, you know, even though Gina and Stephanie and Carl have done wonderful jobs describing as to what goes on at all of our facilities, but maybe this is a way for them to get their feet wet. You know, like you said, not even just a second job, but you know what, maybe work, you know, a Saturday, Sunday, you know, do part-time on the weekends or even in the evenings, whatever that might be. And I think a lot of people will find it that, you know, like Gina again and Stephanie have said, they'll absolutely love it. But again, this way it's kind of, you know, their own way of testing the waters with us. The part-time and substitute opportunities are wonderful.
Our age ranges, I just talked about here in Warren, I have one young lady that's 19 years old. And then I have another lady here that's 75 that has been working for years. So the age range to see, you know, our older people, you know, have something to give to our consumers, our younger people have something to give to our consumers, our consumers have something to give to us. So it's just a nice intertwining there. But the age difference, there's no limit on the age. And I know Ed could talk more about the age. And you know, and the other thing too that we need to stress is Lakeshore is a company and is very appreciative to its employees with our employee appreciation days, the bonuses that we give our staff throughout the years and stuff. So again, I mean, we've talked about the wonderful parts of the job, but also too, Lakeshore can be very rewarding to its employees.
What are some of the things that Gina and Stephanie, you two find to be the most things that make you feel appreciated there? I mean, there's certainly a lot of different things that happen throughout the year, right?
Yeah, definitely the fact that we have, you know, our own day, like an employee appreciation day where, you know, Lakeshore, they take time out of the entire day to give us like a little cookout, a little gathering. And, you know, not to mention like the, you know, the items that we're able to get with the points that we've earned. Like it's just to give us a whole day. You know, it's just, it's really nice. And they don't let us forget that they do appreciate us. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know this year, we hope I'm allowed to say, one of the choices for our employee points were Waldemere gift cards.
Waldemere. Yeah.
Yeah. And I spent all my points on them. So I can take my family out for a day to Waldemere and I'm not spending a penny out of my pocket.
Right.
These employee points are something that you can earn through just working at Lakeshore while you're there. And you can spend these points on different things, whether it be either gift cards for possibly grocery stores, things like Walmart, things like that, or Waldemere to go explore and have fun at parks and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Like the variety of options that we have, like this year, you know, I did the same thing. I got the Waldemere gift certificate, and there was other things like, you know, meat packages. Like if you help your family out a little bit, or clothing, it's very vast variety of what you're able to use your points on.
Yeah. I think last year I got an Erie Zoo membership.
Really? An Erie Zoo membership. See, and that's the thing. It's really nice that you have such a variety of ways that you're able to take care of the different employees and what they would want, what they need, and what they could really benefit from with those points. And that just shows just another layer of how you guys work to help the people that are helping you guys out and doing all that stuff. It's really nice to see. And it shows the level of family that you have with that you're able to, you know, have all those different things that are family oriented that you can get them involved with, whether it be Waldemere or whether it be, you know, foods and meats for the family and stuff like that. So it's really exciting and it's really a great opportunity.
The other thing too, Aaron, that Lakeshore does is in September, there's what's called DSP Week in the state of Pennsylvania and across the United States. And DSP, and we should have clarified, it stands for Direct Service Professional, is what the initials stand for. But Lakeshore always goes out of its way during DSP week too. Like, we will take pizzas to the houses for everybody. You know, here in Warren, we'll give goodie bags of candy to our staff. Our CEO will come down and have a picnic. You know, with COVID the past 2 years, our CEO has stood out in our parking lot and handed out lunch bags to staff as they drive through and just tell them thank you and give them a letter like, thank you, you really appreciate it. We couldn't do this without you. And we have a sign over our training room when you first walk in, you matter and you make a difference. So every one of our staff coming through our door see that and remember that.
Wow. I can honestly say I get so excited when I come to work and see my goodie bag of candy that I can snack on through the night. It makes my whole night.
I'm glad that we were able to take the time to talk today to go through some of the different things that are available, because like you mentioned, you have tons of different positions available here locally in Warren for people that like to sign up. You can go to lakeshorecs.org to get all the information on that stuff. And you guys have a sign-on bonus that's available for full-time and for part-timers. And it's really a great opportunity. You guys are paying hourly wages it's a really great opportunity for people here in the area.
Also too, our benefit package is second to none. I mean, Ed can talk a little bit more about that, but our insurance and everything else, I think, you know, we will stand up against anybody else with our benefit package, especially our time off, what you earn for benefit time. So, but Ed can talk more about that.
Yeah, I mean, our benefit time for full-time employees, even first-year people, is really quite extensive. You know, included in the package as far as the benefits, you know, health insurance, dental, eye, and you can purchase life insurance with that. We have a 403B program, you know, for retirement, for investing, that, you know, Lakeshore matches a percentage of that as well. Yeah, I agree with Carl. You know, I've been a lot of places, and, you know, I have family members that work other places as well, too. But I would put our benefit package against anyone's.
So it sounds like there's a really large amount of different reasons that people could come to Lakeshore Community Services. You guys have a lot of different variety and positions and openings available. So I encourage everyone that happens to hear this, go to lakeshorecs.org, take a look at the different openings that are available, take a look at the full-time and part-time openings that are available, and consider it to yourself. If you're looking for something to do on nights or weekends and you're looking for a way to feel fulfilled, we've just talked about quite a few opportunities there and quite a few different ways that you can feel fulfilled by doing it. So hopefully people are able to take this and check it out. Thank you all for taking the time to join me.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And joining me on the Community Matters program today is
Kathy Betts from the Warren Rotary Club.
And Kathy, we're going to be talking about the Duck Derby that's coming up, and that's going to be held on June 25th this year. And I'm really excited to be able to cover it because this is a big event. It was a really big event and it was really cool to see. So I'm glad that it's back again and I'm excited to learn more about it.
You're right, Aaron. Last year was our first duck race. So we're real excited to do it again this year. It was so much fun. We'll be throwing close to 2,000 little yellow rubber duckies into the Allegheny River at Breeze Point, landing at 3 o'clock on Saturday, June 25th. The event actually starts though at 11 o'clock. We've got a lot of fun events and activities and food and entertainment that's going to be there. Chief Corn Planter, the Boy Scouts have been such an integral part to this event. They started selling the ducks earlier. They will be there on that day selling hot dogs and soda pop and chips. And there will also be the Enchanted Fairy Tale Troop will be there wandering around, entertaining the children. We'll also have face painting and we'll have live music courtesy of the Warren Music Conservatory. And then Heroes, which is a group of parents who support the needs of special children in our community, they will be having a sensory activity for the kids to do there too. Members of the community can adopt a yellow duck for $5, or they could buy a quack pack of 6 ducks for the discounted price of $25, or a flock of 25 ducks for $100. And so the people who attend will be able to cheer on their duck, hoping that it's going to be one of the winners.
Absolutely. And you know, that's the thing. It's a really great opportunity because you're going to have, you know, those different choices of, you know, amount that you'd like to see that you'd spend on it to see how many ducks you'd be able to have. But the thing is that I find fascinating with it is it's all going to go to a really good cause.
Yes, it is. All the proceeds from this event go to the Boy Scouts, of course. This is a big part of the funding that was used to build the Lacey Park multi-sensory all-inclusive playground out on Madison Avenue. It also, we use our money for scholarships for Warren students. So this is a benefit. All this money goes directly to the children of Warren, nowhere else. And we also, the Rotary Club hosts a leadership camp for high school students. So it's a good cause.
You can get these ducks and you can adopt them a little bit beforehand as well. If you're looking to take some time out of your day and go check out some of the different businesses that are here in the community, I understand, you know, Stone Consulting, our neighbor over here on Second Avenue, White Cane Coffee as well. They also have an opportunity where you can go to those two locations. You can go to the service desk at Betts. There's other opportunities that you can go to here in the community ahead of time if you'd like to do it then.
Exactly. Or any member of the Rotary Club or the Corn Planter Council, Boy Scout Council, any of those members. You can also go online at bit.ly/duckderby2022 and make a purchase that way as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so one more reminder to everyone that this event is going to be coming up and it's going to be taking place on Saturday, June 25th. And it's going to be from 11 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon is when the race is going to pretty much end there. Now, what I wanted to talk about with that is what are the prizes that people would have an opportunity to win?
I'm so glad you asked that because I think they are very great prizes. So just like it benefits the community, this event is well supported by our community, especially our friends down on the river. So fourth prize is a $50 gift certificate for Penn Wilds, which is located right on, what is that, Clark Street, down along the river. And the third prize is 1 month indoor climbing at the Goat Fort. Now that's a $55 value. And second prize is a $100 gift certificate for Bent Run. And look at the beautiful day. Where do you want to be? Out at Bent Run on the Allegheny River. And first prize is a 10-foot Old Town Vapor kayak from Allegheny Outfitters. Now that's a $600 value. Now, some people may not want to get in a kayak, so it could, you could also choose to have a $400 cash.
Wow, price. That is a really great opportunity. And that's the thing. It's a great variety there for, you know, all the different prizes. And they're all really exciting things for anyone to win here in the community. Whether I'm sure anyone here in the community would be excited to get a gift certificate for Bent Run Brewing or the Goat Fort. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Fun for the kids, fun for the adults. We hope to see you all down at the Duck Derby on the Allegheny River at Breeze Point at 11 o'clock on Saturday, June 25th.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.
Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, and I'm inviting you to tune in to Community Matters Sunday morning starting 8:30 a.m. brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through the issues that matter to you right here in Warren at 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on Warren's Country Station, 104.3 Kinzu Country.